don't know what background you have, but high five your neighbor and say he's alive. Would you? Jesus is alive. If you don't believe in high five and low five, Jesus is alive. Amen? Amen. He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, worship team. Wow. Praise God. Thank you. Yeah. How many know that God is good? And all the time? He is. He is. Well, I tell you what, this place is electric today. Sure wish I was preaching, but I'm not. No. I'm going to turn it over to, I was praying a few years ago and said, God, I want our church to resemble heaven. I want every ethnicity to be here. And we had a girl in her PJs at her home, just kind of looking for a church. And God said, get out of your PJs and get into your britches and get out here on a Wednesday night. And she's been coming ever since. We've gone to Africa. Kenya, Africa, we're going this summer, and we're going to have the first stage of phase one of the orphanage, and we're believing that we're going to have $25,000 to build that first phase so that those Africans, after we leave, will continue to build that three floors and be able to have kids be able to go to that orphanage that normally maybe might not even live, and to know that this church had a part of it. See, it's not just about us. It's about the gospel being spread everywhere. It's good news. Amen? And so I'm going to have our sister come, and she's going to introduce. See, I picked up this wonderful Tanzanian family, which the husband is a pastor, and all I could say was, Bwana Asifiwe, Bwana Asifiwe. And they said, amen, amen. And I've got to work on my Swahili, okay? But before we have our baptismal service, my sister's going to introduce this wonderful family. They are here in the United States now. Our church and other churches and people have been helping them out. They were just really in refugees camps and really had it rough. But they love the Lord with all of their heart. And so come, Zippy, introduce them. And then they're going to sing in Swahili. So it's going to be Swahili to me, but it's going to be good. Amen. Go ahead, Zippy. Huh? Yes. Come, my brother. Come, family. All of you, come. I don't know how do you say come in Swahili?
Njo.
Huh?
Njo.
That's right, I should know that.
Karibu, karibu, end up island here.
All right, we are privileged today, this morning, to have the Tanzanian family. Originally, they are from Burundi, but after the war, they went as refugees to Tanzania. They've been there for over 20 years, and they've been in the country since October. So they are still learning English. I mean, they can understand just a little. Faustin can speak it better, but they are learning little by little. This is Pastor Christopher and his wife, Gloria, and then that's Faustin, and John Baptist, that's Pastor Christopher's oldest son, and then we have Javanese is the second one, and then we have Crispin comes after Javanese, and then we have Erasto, and then Livingstone, and then there's two more in the nursery, there's Frido and Eva. She's the only girl. She's 3 years old, but she's so bubbly. So I think Pastor wanted to say something before they sing, and then I will. He'll say it in Swahili, and I'll say it in English.
Jambo. Good morning. Bonjour. Yeah. Mimi ni Mwafrika.
He's African.
Nah. Okwangu mini Murundi.
Originally he's a Burundian, from Burundi.
Lakini nina miaka 20 Tanzania nikiwa kwenye kambi ya wakimbizi.
He's been in Tanzania for 20 years in the refugee camps.
Muombe nchi yenu isikutane na vita.
Pray that your country will never have war.
Nilikimbia na huyu mtoto mgongoni na masasi yananipiga na lala chini na damu inamwagika.
So when he ran away from Burundi, he had John Baptist on his shoulder and he had to crawl down because the gunshots were shooting right behind him.
Samahani niseme kitu kimoja juu yenu.
He's just going to say something about America in general.
Sisi tunasikitika na nyinyi.
He's worried for America.
Kwa sababu nyinyi mnatawaliwa na saha na wakati ni nyinyi mlitengeneza.
So he's saying that we've let time control us and yet we are the ones who created time.
Na ndio maana wakati wa ibada mnachukua saha moja na wakati natakiwa muabudu Mungu kwa masaa hata matatu.
He's saying, and that's why, you know, in a service, we have like just 1 hour or just a specific time. Well, ask, God wants us to praise him all the time, even all day, even 3 hours.
Mungu aliwapa siku sita za kufanya kazi zenu.
God gave us 6 days to do what we want to do.
Siku ya saba ni ya kwake ya mapumziko.
The seventh day is the day of rest, the day of Sabbath.
Lakini nyinyi mnatumia saha moja kwa hiyo siku.
And you're only using 1 hour out of that rest day.
Kwetu tunaanzia asubuhi mpaka jioni.
He's saying in Africa we start in the morning till evening.
Unakuta Wakristo ni wengi lakini hawana kanisa ya kuabudia.
You find that the Christians are many in Africa but they don't even have a church to worship.
Lakini kwenu mna kanisa hakuna watu.
But here you have the churches but there is no people.
Kanisa tunapoingilia sisi ni kanisa kubwa na lina watu 25.
The church that they go to in Springfield, it's a big, big church, but they only have 25 members.
Lakini kama kwetu, nilikuwa naongoza watu 600 kila Jumapili.
Where he comes from in Tanzania, he had over 600 people every Sunday.
Na wengi waliuawa na bunduki.
And most of them ended up being killed being shot.
Sisi hatukuja hapa kama wengine wanakuja kusoma. Sisi tulikuja kwa kufichwa ili tusiuawe.
He's saying a lot of people come in here through many ways, through education, visiting, but they came in here as refugees undercover so that they cannot be killed.
Umoja wa Mataifa yuni ndio ilituleta hapa Amerika.
United Nations is the one that brought them here in America.
Na hapa Amerika hatuna kitu chochote nyumbani kwetu.
And Hapa nyumbani
kwetu hapa Amerika hatujapata kitu chochote.
Oh, here in America they don't have anything of their own.
Lakini tuna Yesu Kristo.
But they have Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Kwa dakika tunazo nataka niwaambie kitu kimoja.
So, just a few more minutes, he just wants to share something in brief.
Wakati tulisemezana na huyu kwamba tutakuja hapa kwetu, tuliombea hii siku.
When we agreed that they were going to come in today on the 28th, they prayed for this day today.
Na tuliuliza tumeenda wapi?
And they asked, where are they going? Because him as a pastor, he just doesn't go anywhere.
Tuliuliza tumeenda kuonana na akina nani?
He wanted to know who are they going to meet.
Tuliuliza Mungu ni watu akina nani wametuita?
He asked God, what kind of people have invited us?
Lakini Mungu alitupatia jibu.
But and God gave him the answer.
Sijui pastor nimuulize mnajua nyinyi ni akina nani?
He's asking pastor, do you know who you are, all of you people?
Hamujui.
You don't know. But he has the answer.
Kwa sababu Mungu alitutuma tuwaletee jibu.
Because God sent them to bring an answer.
Una Biblia?
You have a Bible?
Nioneshe.
Show him.
Nataka nikwambie wewe ni nani hapa.
He wants to tell you who you are here.
Fungua Biblia yako.
Open your Bible.
Waraka wa kwanza wa Petro.
Petro, first Peter.
Chapter 4.
What chapter? Nini ngai?
Naenda. Waraka wa kwanza wa Petro, sura yake ya pili.
Okay, first Peter chapter 2.
Mustari wa 9.
Verse 9.
Sijui unaweza kusoma ili wengine wakusikie ambao unaweza kuwa na Biblia ya Kiingereza. Ni mstari wa 9 tu.
Mmoja. He's asking anybody to read it. It's just verse 9.
Maana Biblia yangu ni ya Kirundi.
Cuz his Bible is in Rundi.
Okay. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Amen. Nyinyi.
You.
Muko taifa teule.
You are a chosen generation. And that's what God said. Now that's what God revealed to him yesterday, that you are a chosen generation. And if you are a chosen generation, be very careful. Because the world is going down. And prophets in Africa said that one day America is going to fall. But because the Christians who are here are praying God, God will hold this nation down so that it doesn't fall. But God has sent him to tell you one thing. The only people who love God are the older generation. The younger generation doesn't care about God. And God has sent him to tell you, you need to tell your children and you need to teach them the ways of the Lord. Without that, when you get old, your kids and the younger generation, if we don't teach them the word of God, God is going to destroy them. But if you teach them the word of God, and if they come to church to worship, God will protect you when you will be older. So preach and teach your kids the word of God. Pastor Christopher, that's his name. He's been doing pastoral work for 26 years. And the wife. And all these are his kids. He's 48 years old, and because of the work of the Lord, he still looks young. Because he's in the Lord. In Africa, they preach the word by walking. He's never driven a car ever since he was born. He's never even sit on a driver's seat. And he's still praising the Lord and serving the Lord. The rain comes, the sun smacks when they are preaching the gospel. There was a missionary, Barbara Stillman, in Illinois. And they were doing missionary work while in Africa. And she learned how to walk. The refugees in Tanzania just the other day. All the refugee people in Africa, they said hi to everybody. They were praising God, they were worshiping God, and it started raining. They stopped preaching and they had to go home because they didn't have a church. And there were so many Christians. Even the tents, they didn't have tents because they are refugees. So please remember them in prayers. It would have been better if you guys can help them get at least even tents where they can worship out there. But because he doesn't have that authority right now, even that, you know, capability to ask. So he's asking you to just help pray. He loves you all. He loves you, Pastor, and also the congregation. Because you had already been seen spiritually. Because he saw you through me. Because you, the church sent me to him. Wanda. And Wanda too has come to his house.
Na vile watu wa Filipi walivyomfanyia Paulo.
And how the Philippians, whatever the Philippians did to Paul, so you also have done it for him. So home, they have clothes now because of you guys. They have a vacuum cleaner because of you guys. They have a microwave because of you guys.
Can I say something?
Yes.
We have a washer and dryer that's been dedicated, donated to them. We need a truck and we need some men to get it there. Bottom floor, it's not the fifth floor. So we need some help, okay? So I know you're hearing me. I know you're all excited about that. But we want to get that washer and dryer to this family. It's already been given to them, all right? So we need your help, men. And I know we can do it.
Lakini tunaomba mtuombe kwa neno moja.
But he's asking you pray one thing.
Tulifika mwezi wa 10.
They arrived here in October.
Tulienda kufua nguo siku moja pale laundromat.
And they went to they've only gone to do laundry once at the laundromat. Because the clothes that they have, there's just so much. They don't have money to go to the laundromat, but he's saying the wife is doing it the African way, hand washing them. But let me tell him that, you know, there's a washer and dryer.
Lakini tuna Yesu Kristo.
Yeah.
Tuna Yesu Kristo.
They have Jesus Christ.
Na nyinyi.
And they have you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yani ya Yesu kuna vyote.
In Jesus there is everything.
Sisi watumishi tunawapenda sana nyinyi.
So they love you all.
Mlitupatia vitu vingi sana.
You gave them so much.
Na tunawapenda sana.
And they love you so much.
Zaidi tunawapenda kwa sababu mnamjua Yesu.
And just because, and we love you more because you know Jesus Christ.
Mumshikilie.
Just hold on.
Uwasikilize watumishi.
Listen to your pastors.
Hawa wachungaji.
The pastors.
Ndio wanaonekana sura ya Yesu Kristo.
They are the replicas of Jesus Christ.
Msiwadharau.
Don't hate them.
Mkiwadharau. Mtakuwa
mmdharau Yesu. If you hate them, then you're gonna hate Jesus.
Ni wenu mliwachagua, muwaheshimu.
So you chose them, respect them.
Bwana asifiwe.
Praise the Lord. So I think now they're gonna sing the song. That's a preaching right there.
Haya, tunataka kuimba wimbo wa Kiswahili.
So they're gonna sing a Swahili song.
Nafikiri kwamba.
Yeah, we do. I have the translation. So as they are singing, so they will be singing.
I was asking, but no, they don't need it.
Oh, yeah, I have to go under another. Kufika mbinguni.
Nanda vema safari yangu,
nisibakie njiani mimi,
nasonga mbele nifikie nchi ya ahadi Yerusalemu.
Nasonga mbele
nifikie nchi ya ahadi Yerusalemu.
Nasonga mbele
nifikie nchi ya ahadi Yerusalemu.
Mkristo mimi
nitasonga mbele katika shida, katika hali, kwenye vitisho, kwenye dhoruba, sitoikana imani yangu.
Mkristo mimi
nitasonga mbele katika shida, katika hari, kwenye vitisho, kwenye dhoruba, sitoikana imani yangu.
Nanda
vema safari yangu,
nisibakie
njiani mimi,
nasonga mbele
nifikie nchi ya ahadi Yerusalemu.
Nasonga mbele
nifikie nchi ya ahadi Yerusalemu.
Nasonga mbele
nifikie nchi ya ahadi Yerusalemu.
Safari yangu ikitimia, nikiyashinda ya ulimwengu, kwa shangwe kubwa nitaipepea dunia. Safari yangu ikitimia, nikiyashinda ya ulimwengu, kwa shangwe kubwa nitaipepea dunia.
Kwa shangwe kubwa nitaipepea dunia.
You may be seated. In case you didn't understand and know, we are on African time. Every place you go, it takes 45 minutes. But before I have our candidates come and sit in the front area, I would like to read a portion of Scripture from the Word of God in Matthew chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, and I would have done the same, and so wouldn't have you. I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me. Jesus answered him, "Allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him to be baptized. And after Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and the heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him, and there came a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son. I take delight in him." So I'd like to have the candidates come and join us. My wife's going to assist us too. She's here. Before I get in the water, we're going to dedicate this water baptistry to the Lord. God gave us this. Do we want to just maybe turn this off and I'll go another way? Or is that going to work?
Of the Lord. Father God, I thank you for the privilege that you've given our church to be able to have this water baptistry. And Father, I believe that not only literally hundreds, but I proclaim in Jesus' name that even thousands could be baptized in this tank to follow you in the waters of baptism. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the water doesn't save us. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves us and cleanses us. And I pray, Lord, that no one will be a bystander today. I pray this church will be behind these families and these individuals 100%. And Father, we do this in celebration because you have told us and commanded us to do this. And so, Father, we dedicate this water baptistry to you. May it be used, O God, for many, Lord, to be baptized in for your glory and your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Twana Jones. Praise God.
Last night, it was 115 degrees. This morning, it was 103. Right now, it's 80. This week, it's going to be a hot tub. When the candidates come, many of them have chosen songs that we won't be able to do the whole thing, but songs in which we're going to sing.
Woo!
Oh, Twana's going to give her testimony, then she and I are going to sing. Come over here, sweetie.
My testimony is, when I was in the world, I did a lot of things that I shouldn't have been doing, but they weren't to convict me, so in my eyes, I didn't think they were too bad, because my biggest thing was weed. I used to smoke weed, and I always felt like being a Jamaican, it was a herb, it grew. I found every excuse that it wasn't a drug. But when I got to know the Lord, I knew any sin, whether good or bad, sin is a sin. And I was baptized before. I went home, and I was still of the world. So this time, I learned to grow. I've been coming to church, going to church, visiting churches, and now that I am a child of God and I feel it in my heart, I feel it in my spirit, I've been asking God to show his face to me, reveal to me. God has been doing that. I've been still. I learned to be still. I learned to listen to him, and I'm ready to be reborn again and just give all my life to him.
Amen. Okay. We're not going to sing. Okay?
Yes.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be your living sanctuary. For you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Twan, I know you love Jesus Christ with all of your heart. You desire to follow him and live for him.
Yes.
And to lead as many as you can to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It gives me great pleasure as a minister of the gospel to baptize you, Twana, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Pure and holy,
family and friends to be here, just turn around and give them a wave, would you? Great having you here. Welcome in the name of the Lord.
Angelica next. Angelica Diaz.
Life's made of your best laid plans. You really want to shake your fist, but you don't know who to blame. Well, you can blame yourself, or the man upstairs, or the guy on the screen who says he cares. But all the shame and the blame won't change a thing. What's done is done. All but grace has just begun. And God says, I'm gonna turn it into something different. I'm gonna turn it into something good. I'm gonna take all the broken pieces and make something beautiful like old. So put it all in the hands of the Father. Give it up, give it all over to the only one who can turn it into something beautiful. Something really beautiful. We know the world got broke when it took the fall. And here we are living in the middle of it all. Longing, waiting for the day when everything's restored. Of the beauty that we get to see while we're living down here in this yet to be is to watch God take the most broken things and to hear Him say, when I get through, you're gonna be amazed.
God has done in Angelica's life, making something beautiful out of her life. Go ahead.
Sure. Before I knew Christ, I didn't know my self-worth, and I struggled with many insecurities, but I've had many people show me that it's not just a religion, but a relationship, and the second I accepted Him into my life, He's eased my anxieties and filled those insecurities with love and hope, and I'm so excited. Thank you.
Amen. Where's Mama? Mama, come up. Mama, just come up and stand next to her, would you? And, Penny, go up there too. Come. Angelica, I know you love Jesus with all of your heart. This is a tremendous day for you, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to have known you and to be able to share the love of Christ with you. I know that you love the Lord with all of your heart. You desire and believe in Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only will we be saved, but our households. And we're holding to that, aren't we? Amen. So it gives me great pleasure as a minister of the gospel, upon your confession of faith in the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you, Angelica Diaz, in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Listen, I don't want you to get stiff and starchy on me. This is a celebration. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. And this young man got saved, recommitted his life to the Lord a couple weeks ago. And he's at the mission. And we are just so grateful that we have some guys from the mission not only come to our church, come to our life groups. And we just love everybody. And Derek is an important brother in the Lord. Matter of fact, he didn't come prepared. So that shirt is my shirt. Those pants are my pants. And then we'll stop right there. Okay.
never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, when I
aren't you glad you're loved by the Father?
Amen.
Abba, Father, Papa, God. He's a good daddy. He's a good daddy. Derek, why don't you share what Jesus means to you?
Hello. My name is Derek. I'm from Boston. And I've been battling with drugs and alcohol and homelessness. And thank God that Rescue Mission saved me. You know, He put me in a place that I can learn more about Jesus Christ and things that I haven't learned, now I know. And the Rescue Mission sent me to this place, and it's like a home away from home, you know. I don't have a family. My mother passed away in 2003. My grandmother got murdered. She died. She passed away. My stepfather passed away. And my son got murdered in Florida. And to his dad, I have to some kind of way to have the courage and go to the gravesite and weep, mourn. But I haven't cried yet. But I'm just praying that this I'm just grateful that this church is here and I'm here with you and thank you, because now you are my new family. Thank you.
Amen. Derek, I know you love the Lord, man. That's an incredible testimony. And you know what? I believe that everything that the enemy has tried to steal from you, I prophesy over your life. God is going to restore it. He's going to bless you. He's going to use you. You know, some people say, society says, once an addict, always an addict. Once this, always that. My Bible says that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. So welcome to the family of God and welcome to the family of New Life.
Praise God.
Derek, upon your profession of faith in the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm ecstatic to be able to baptize you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Titles a lot around here, and come on in, Tina. Tina takes our Ignite group, and I just love it. Larry's shoes are wet too. Praise God. And Tina just does a great job with our kids. She'll have her master's degree by December. and have her credentials. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, we don't give her a title because we don't want to have her head get too big. But really, she is really our children's pastor and does a great job. And so I'm gonna be here. I'm going to be here to assist her, but she's going to have the honor. On our remaining individuals are going to be baptized. She's going to baptize them. I'm going to be here for support. So go ahead.
Tito Rodriguez the third.
Bring your tithe and bring your shame. Bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. And every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right. But that's alright, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough, and greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. In the world. In the world. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world.
Amen. Amen.
Hi. Testimony? Okay. So, as a little kid, I believed in God, but my brother got me to not believe in God because he kept telling me he's not real. So, going to school, there was this kid that believed in God, and he kept telling me about him. And so, years later, my dad got me to go to church, and so here I am, believing in God.
Praise God.
He's one of my student leaders, and I've watched him grow up from being in Ignite to now helping with Ignite, and he just does such a great job. So, Tito, you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right. Then, upon your confession of faith, it is my pleasure to baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your hurt, bring your tears. There'll be no condemnation here. You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. And every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay, 'cause I hear a voice and he calls me a name.
Miss Rayana Edwards.
I knew Jesus by my grandma, but then, you know, a couple years later, it's all gone. I don't know anything. And 1 year later, my friend Mimi, where I used to live, she brought me back to him, and she shared me
a lot about him, and I went to her church, and I got used to it, and I learned more and more. And as the day went on, as the years went on, I learned more, and I got so connected. So, well, we moved, and so now I started going to this church, and, you know, I got connected real fast, and now I'm Tina. I helped Tina in the back, and I chose this song because when I first got here, and I think it was the first day I heard the song, I got really connected to it, and it made me want to know, and I wanted to be connected to God more, and now I'm growing up, and I want to get baptized and have another step in God's journey, and Lord, and that's what he brought me to do.
She's another one I've seen grow up in kids ministry and now to be one of my leaders, and she does a great job leading, and she loves it, and she loves the kids. So I am so excited right now, like beyond excited. So Brianna, do you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life? All right. Upon your confession of faith, it is my pleasure to baptize you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Miss Soraya Therese.
Adults are picking.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible.
Okay, over here,
sweetie. Go ahead, tell them why Jesus is special to you.
Jesus died on the cross for me and to take away our sins, and Jesus gave me a family to love, and so I won't be alone, and I just love him so much.
For this day, like she was asking about it before we even had this thing, so and I've had the pleasure of watching her grow and her faith, and she just loves Jesus. You know, she's like the most honest person ever. Like if she's struggling with something, she'll tell you, and I love that about you. You know that, like, just do it. Zariah, do you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life? All right, upon your confession of faith, it is my pleasure to baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Miss Emily Hoffman.
Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. Empty cross and empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
If you know the motions, come up and do it.
Happy day, you wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh no, forever I am changed. When I stand in that last meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. Yeah, he's alive.
As a rainbow in Kansas, not like the actual rainbow in the sky, you know, but like the girls' ministry rainbow. Okay. And when she was asked what Jesus means to her, she said everything.
Aww. Mom and Dad.
Dad, you want to come up too? Sis? Family? No, they're fine? Okay.
That's me.
I remember when they came here and she was just so little and she was like, and I'm so excited for this day. So, Emily, do you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life? It is my pleasure upon your confession of faith to baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way.
Miss Alani Torres Vasquez.
I'm closer to you, but I feel like I'm so far away. Cause I let my fear get in front of my face.
Trust to deep, I believe it, that you are.
Tom?
I'll have you tell everyone why Jesus is special to you. Tell me what you said to me. Well, the other day, I think it was yesterday, Alani told me that Jesus died on the cross for her and rose again, and that she loves him very, very much. And she said something else too, and I wish she would remember. But I don't remember, so.
All right.
Alani, you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life? All right. This girl's small, but she's a ball of faith. She is. And you cannot not smile when she walks in the room.
That's right. Okay.
She is precious, she loves Jesus, and she just has the joy of the Lord about her. So I just asked you if you want to follow Jesus the rest of your life, right? And you already said yes. Okay. Alani, upon your confession of faith, it is my pleasure to baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I would just ask that before the candidates leave, that if we could have a picture together, that would be wonderful. Okay, could we do that? If that's all right. If you can't, if you don't want to be in that picture, that's fine. Okay? But I want to share before we leave, this has been an incredible service. And yet you might be here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior. Maybe you've been hurt by the church. Maybe you've been hurt by somebody. Maybe you haven't been hurt. In your quest and your journey, you're looking everywhere else but where we need to look. I want you to know that, and if you know the scripture, I want you to quote it with me, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The next verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus didn't come to condemn you. Don't condemn yourself. Everybody in this auditorium is important to God. And God has a plan. And God has a purpose for your life. And I'm not going to ask you to bow your heads or close your eyes. But I wonder if there's someone here today that you've not asked Jesus to come into your life and to forgive you of your sins. But you would like today, because of the testimony of these wonderful people that have received Jesus, you like today to be able to serve God and invite Christ into your life. If there's anyone here, don't be ashamed. Just slip your hand up and we'll pray for you. If there's anyone in this auditorium, yes, thank you. Yes, we have a couple back there. That's wonderful. Is there anyone else? I want to have my prayer team up in the front. Would you do that? Those that help me out, would you come? And what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. Everyone that God calls, he calls publicly. And so, even if you didn't raise your hand, but you know you want to give your life to Christ, first of all, we got to acknowledge that Jesus is the way, and that we're sinners, and that we are very sorry for our sins, and we come to him and confess that. And then he, as far as the east is from the west, removes our sins from us, and we're a new creation in him. Repentance is being sorry for that and changing that, letting him change us. So I want to pray, and for those of you, I want you all to stand with me, and we're going to close in just a minute. But I would like to have you stand with me. For those of you that raised your hand, and for those of you that maybe didn't, and you would like to come to know Christ as your Savior, we're not asking you to join the church. You're welcome to come to New Life. We would love to have you here. But the most important is to accept Jesus and be a part of the family of God. Amen? That's the most important. And so if you raised your hand, I'm going to ask you to take a gigantic step. Remember Nicodemus, you know, wanted to come to Jesus by night? But I want you to know that he's here, the Lord, with his arms wide open. If you raised your hand or if you didn't, you come and you commit your life to Jesus Christ today. And if you're here today and you want healing in your body, or if you're depressed, or if you have a particular need, whatever it might be, we will pray with you. Okay, our prayer counselors are here to pray with you and to believe God with you. I think we ought to rejoice today because lives are being changed by the power of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to pray, and I want to say one thing, that if you don't have a church and you're looking for a Bible-believing, Christ-centered church, we would love to have you come to New Life. We're not trying to uproot people from their various churches. We just love the Lord, and we're a part of the body of Christ. And I just want you to know, I probably haven't said it enough lately, but Gail and I love this church very much, and we love you. And if you're visiting with us today, we love you. You say, how can you love us? You don't even know us. It's the love of God that He puts in our heart for one another. Amen? And I want you to look at yourself, and I want you to understand that you are special to God. Hear me. You are special, and God doesn't make any junk. You're special to Him. So we're going to pray. Father, I thank You for this incredible service today. Father, I thank You that You sent someone all the way from Tanzania to bring Your word. I thank You, God, that You brought people in from the north, the south, and the east and the west. That, Lord, a few months ago, You provided the funds for us to buy this baptistry so that people could follow You in the waters of baptism. God, we're so appreciative of that. And so, God, I thank You for all the candidates that have been baptized. I thank You for those right now, as I'm praying, are receiving You into their heart and life to follow You all the days of their life. And God, I pray that You will go with us today and help us to understand that, Lord, we are special to You. And Father, we want You to know You're special to us. And Father, we pray these things in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen.